WHO's Up Albio Sires, a congressman from West New York, put his own Andre the Giant-sized fingerprints on the New Beginnings ticket, and it paid off, as Sires acolyte Gabe Rodriguez and the gang swept. The congressman's longtime close friend, former Senator Bernard Kenny, D32, whose firm, Florio Kenny Ravel, handled the pre-election and election day for New Beginnings, said, "We respect Albio Sires. He put it on the line." Nick Sacco: not only did the mayor and 32nd state senator win his own re-election with ease, 70% over a perennial citywide thorn, but Gabe Rodriguez's victory in West New York enabled the North Hudson boss to build organizational muscle in his own backyard. Amy DeGise: remember, Roque last year backed State Senator Brian P. Stack to chair the Hudson County Democratic Organization, CDO, chairmanship. The utter eradication of the knee mayor by the New Beginnings team tonight proved a mopping-up exercise that ultimately allows DeGise, a key ally of Governor Phil Murphy, to shine. Sheena Collum: scornful of Democratic Party machine politics, the South Orange Village president dealt her opponent a concussive loss, see below, in tonight's marquee Essex County election. Collum's victory puts the mayor in a special unbought and unbossed category in a county partially responsible for the grassroots fervor that powered U.S. Representative Mickey Sherrill, D11, to victory last year. Gabe Rodriguez, leader of the New Beginnings ticket, the Sires soldier, defeated 8-year incumbent Felix Roque to become the next mayor of West New York. In a way, he's the perfect Hudson machine politician complement to next-door neighbor and independent progressive Collum in Essex. Sue Altman, the new Working Families Alliance director from Camden, led a strong action this morning to protest the Economic Development Authority, EDA, and call for the resignations of those members active in the era of Governor Chris Christie, who administered tax incentives to the besieged South Jersey dockfront city. WHO's down Felix Roque hung on for years, but tonight proved the incumbent West New York mayor's Waterloo. His team was swept. Well, at least he went out in style. Larry Weinstein: he generated some street buzz this time and appeared to try to make Sacco work for it, but in the end lost in convincing fashion. That's 0-2 in as many tries against his phlegmatic opponent. Deborah Davis Ford, the clerk of the Essex County Freeholder Board, went down in defeat, 24-76%, tonight at the hands of rising star incumbent village president Collum, see above. The EDA board: the board members sat there and took it this morning, but as noted by energized progressive grassroots leader Altman, they radiated complacency and complicity. Still, they haven't yet resigned, which is what the progressives demanded. South Orange FMBA Locals 40 and 240, the unions that represent the village's firefighters, offered their endorsement to Ford in her campaign for village president, and lost with Ford on Tuesday night.